Welcome to the NACO podcast. Join us as we bring you stories of innovation in counties across the country, cover local government best practices, and provide updates on the issues critical to local government. The National Association of Counties is your resource in fostering healthy, vibrant, safe, and resilient counties across America. Employers across the country are looking into employee wellness programs as a way to improve the health of their employees while mitigating healthcare costs. What type of employee wellness programs do counties have? What does it take in terms of resources to develop a comprehensive program? Have any counties seen a return on their investment? To answer these questions, we sat down with county officials in Hopkins County, Kentucky, and Santa Fe County, New Mexico.
This is Cindy Jones, and I'm the treasurer of Hopkins County, Kentucky.
My name is Bernadette Salazar, the HR director from Santa Fe County.
And I'm Catherine Miller, the Santa Fe County manager.
Hopkins County is a rural county with over 500 miles of roads located in western Kentucky and has a population of 46,600. Meanwhile, Santa Fe County, New Mexico consists of over 2,000 square miles and a population of 145,000.
We have 200 employees, about 160 full-time, and I became the coordinator of the wellness program sort of by default because I'm one of the few people in the county that actually has contact with all departments and all employees. Our other departments are pretty much restricted on a regular basis to their own department. So that and the fact that I deal with the finances, and of course there's a financial issue with the wellness program also.
As the HR director, my role in our county employees wellness program is to design different programs within our wellness program to help achieve higher employee morale and have employees have a higher awareness of healthy lifestyles and implement those programs, carry them out to all the departments and elected offices, and be a resource for employees if they have questions regarding any of the programs under our wellness program.
And as county manager, my role in the wellness program was to really support the staff at developing different initiatives, helping locate funding for it.
When we started this program, the county was on a more sound financial footing than it had been in a number of years, and it wanted to share a little of the wealth, so to speak, with the employees. So we were working on improving our benefits package at that time, and our benefits coordinator could see that wellness programs were coming and that everybody was going to have to hop on board because it was one way to reduce your insurance costs. And our insurance costs, like everybody else's, was just creeping up yearly. So we decided that maybe this would be a good thing to do for our employees and to help our financial situation where health insurance came into play.
Santa Fe County recognized the need to develop an affordable, simple, and measurable wellness challenge for employees to engage in as part of a larger health promotion program. It's really very difficult for employees to balance their own health needs against their regular workday, family responsibilities, and other outside obligations they have. Having challenges as part of our wellness program, comparable to the Manager's Commit to Be Fit challenge, would help create a culture of healthy lifestyles in the workplace and would provide employees the comfort of practicing healthy habits at work and not feeling guilty by doing so. So we felt like having these programs under our wellness program would just foster a supportive environment for employees to participate in any of our wellness programs and feel comfortable doing so.
While Hopkins County has had an employee wellness program for over 12 years, its program has evolved over the years.
When we started out, we had monthly meetings that employees could come to, and they would have to come to at least 8 of those meetings, and at the end of the year, then there would be an incentive awarded for those people that did that. We've since changed it a little bit. We don't have as many meetings because we have outside activities that where you can get your points. You can get a point for going to have your annual physical. You can go get a point for going to the dentist. We have also changed it to where some of our sessions during the year are individual sessions. You can come and talk to a nutritionist, or you can talk to a personal trainer about an exercise program that you could do. So our program has evolved from more information gathering and providing to the employees to actual one-on-one addressing the personal issues for each employee. We have a physical screening every year in the spring, and then the results are provided to that employee. We have a year-long weight loss program. You weigh in the beginning of the year and weigh out at the end of the year, and then those people that have lost weight, their names are put in a pot for a drawing for a gift card. You can go to the local fitness formula or the Y and exercise and get points for that.
While Santa Fe County does similar activities, it does them with a bit of a twist.
So throughout our program, we actually have little challenges against the city of Santa Fe, and also to coordinate with the county commission on what our different initiatives are under the wellness program. We also used social media to bring out the attention that we had a challenge with the city and that we were beating them in our minutes of exercise per capita. I put a challenge forward to all of the county departments to develop teams of 4 to 6 members that would have certain goals in the area of fitness and healthy eating, as well as community service. We put together teams of 4 to 6 people in each department, and then there were some departments that had several teams. The idea was to create new healthy habits within a supported program. The program had a community service component, which improved our relationship with the community, so for different nonprofits, and actually to get more engaged with the community. And then it also had healthy eating, so there were, as part of the challenge, you would bring in healthy snacks and share them with other offices, and then also exercise component with a certain number of minutes per week of all the team members. And it was really interesting to see how excited staff got, because we posted the results every week, and each team was like, "Ugh, we're gonna beat the team that's in the lead." And they just did more and more exercise, more and more healthy snacks, and more and more community service. Then we also have, as part of the overall wellness program, we have wellness coaching, like lifestyle coaching on topics such as diabetes prevention and smoking cessation, and really to assist high-risk employees at having a healthier lifestyle and identifying personal goals and barriers to success, and also help them create plans for success. And then we have education and health and wellness classes. So we have classes on various topics that county employees can take during their work time and help them understand health topics and how to improve their own health. We also have employee assistance program that helps individuals who might be dealing with stress or personal issues that could be inhibiting their healthy lifestyle or inhibiting their work performance. And that's all part of the free program that they get to go talk independently with counselors about that are not county employees. And then we also have a mobile health care van that does immunizations and flu shots and does biometric screenings. And then we provided in all of these incentives for county employees to participate in the wellness program.
With all of these activities, the question arises of whether these programs are making a difference. Are these counties experiencing a return on their investment? Santa Fe County anticipates that their overall cost of expenditures related to insurance claims will be reduced and will be assessing their program over the coming years. Hopkins County, on the other hand, has already experienced success.
Well, all of it's made a difference. I mean, we've had employees that through the physical screenings that we do every year have found out that they had issues that needed to be addressed. We have done weight loss competitions, and the pounds that we lost as a group added up to one or two people. We also feel like we have a healthier workforce. Our insurance costs have, in 2013, they remained flat. In 2014, they went down by 10%. And then this year they remain flat again. And so across the country, insurance costs are going up, and we either have a decrease or no increase at all. So that right there is the greatest benefit that we can see with this program. And it takes a number of years to get to that point. And we've been doing it so long that we feel like that, you know, yes, obviously it's worth it.
I'm Liz Stefanik. I'm a Santa Fe County Commissioner, and I'm also on the Healthy Counties Advisory Committee for NACO. The one thing I want to say is you don't need a lot of money to set something like this up. And so when other counties say, oh, we just can't afford something like this, you know, it was already in the budget in terms of HR staff and expertise and time. We made time for our employees during the workday, and many things were donated to support the awards at the end. So you don't need a lot of extra money for a county to get engaged. We had donations of prizes. Some of those were from the EAP agency. Some of them were from the health insurance company. Some of them were from outside groups. And some of them were from our employees and our employee benefits committee. So it wasn't that they had to go out and spend money. I think our success here really lends itself to both the commission and the leadership of the staff. Our county manager is quite active. She bikes, she runs, she hikes. And so she was a good role model for employees before we even started this. The other thing is we've always had employee appreciation picnics that the HR department and the employee benefits committee has put together with lots of free food and music and fun, but we've always had a health fair and challenges at that event. So the employees were used to fun environments and getting together. So when this challenge got started, it really, I think more and more people joined in, and the county commissioners were very impressed that employees wanted to do this. I think that the fact that we had it three-pronged, the healthy lifestyle with the good eating and the exercise and the community service, I think fit everybody's needs, because some people could maybe not get on a bike, but they could walk, and they liked the idea of healthy eating, and they also liked the idea of contributing to the community. So I think we tried to have something for everybody, and of course the awards. There are quite a few employees. I don't know if there were 100 or more employees who came to the award ceremony that we had in our chambers when the winning teams were announced. So the environment here at Santa Fe County has been pretty inclusive. Of trying to get people involved in many, many different things.
Whether you've had an employee wellness program for the past few years or over a decade, we hope that these counties have inspired you to challenge yourself and your employees to become as healthy as possible. A big thanks to our experts for joining us on the podcast. And as always, head over to nacopodcast.org to check in for new episodes. If you've enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe to the podcast feed. You can subscribe via iTunes, RSS, or email, and instantly receive new podcast episodes as they're released.